is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep Chakravarti. The headlines. In Sikkim, the National Highway No. 10 will remain closed from Coronation Bridge to Chitre for 3 days. In Manipur, around 4,464 kilograms of plastic carry bags seized from different markets in Imphal. Nagaland government will hold a meeting with the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy today. And Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha says the work of the state's first international cricket stadium at Narasimhgarh near Agartala Airport is expected to be completed by December this year. And now, the news in details. In Sikkim, the National Highway No. 10 will remain closed from Coronation Bridge to Chitre for 3 days. A notification in this regard has been issued by the National Highway Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited yesterday, stating that due to safety measures, plying of vehicles in this stretch of 30 kilometers have been closed. NHIDCL has also told concerned district administration of West Bengal and Sikkim to monitor and restrict the vehicle movements in this stretch. The order has come into effect from 8 p.m. last night and to be continued till Wednesday 6 p.m. Following this order, vehicles plying particularly between Gangtok to Siliguri have to go via Lava and Gorubathan and other alternative routes. Our correspondent reports that several incidents of landslides have been reported at National Highway No. 10 recently due to rains. Nagaland government will hold a meeting with the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy today. The meeting will be held at the Chief Secretary's Conference Hall Civil Secretariat. The Committee on Review of Reservation Policy, representing five Naga tribes, Ao, Sema, Lotha, Angami and Rengma, have been demanding for a comprehensive review of the state's job reservation policy. A one-day awareness cum focus group discussion on the socio-economic and environmental impact of Jal Jeevan Mission and its sustainability was held at Mopung Choket village under Mokokchong district on Saturday. The program was organized by the Department of Environmental Science, Nagaland University, under an ICSSR-funded research project supported by the Ministry of Education. Led by Project Director Professor Ashutosh Tripathi, the session featured presentations on the mission's local implementation and ongoing empirical research across 25 villages in Mokokchong district. Discussions emphasized grassroots engagement for long-term water sustainability. In Nagaland, the Director of Technical Education, Vipulho Longho, emphasized the importance of healthy competition and perseverance among students. He was addressing the 4-6 Foundation Day cum Degree Toppers Felicitation Program of the All Nagaland College Students Union held in Kohima on Saturday. Congratulating the toppers, Longho stressed that youth empowerment and education should go beyond individual success, aiming for collective community progress through resilience, unity and innovation. Altogether, 83 gold medalists and toppers were felicitated in the program. In Manipur, the drive against the single-use plastic product has been intensified, and around 4,464 kilograms of plastic carry bags from various markets in Imphal have been seized since 19th April this year. The official sources said that the drive has been conducted by the officials of Imphal Municipal Corporation, Manipur Pollution Control Board and Department of Environment, Manipur Police and Climate Change Manipur. Manipur government has given approval to the proposal submitted by the Manipur Police for establishment of a new secretariat police station and creation of 12 new subdivision and police officers in various districts across the state. The strategic move is intended to bolster policing capabilities, improve supervision of investigation and enhance overall law and order management in both existing and newly created districts for administrative convenience. The proposed new secretariat police station will be established at Mantripukri of Imphal East District, which will provide essential policing services to the new secretariat complex constructed there and other key government institutions situated in the vicinity, such as the Manipur High Court, IIIT and Forest Office Complex. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha has said that the work of the state's first international cricket stadium at Narasimhgarh near Agartala Airport is expected to be completed by December this year. Addressing an event at Kamalpur in Dhalai district yesterday, the chief minister emphasized that there should not be any politics involving players and sports. He said that the state government, in collaboration with the Tripura Cricket Association, is consistently working to strengthen sports infrastructure across the state, ensuring that talented athletes from every corner, especially remote and rural areas, get the facilities they deserve. This initiative not only brings cricket closer to the youths, but also reflects the government's commitment to holistic development through sports, Saha said, adding that there had been a lot of politics surrounding cricket. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over northeast and east India during the next 7 days. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall will continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till the 9th of this month. In sports, Punjab Namdhari Football Club yesterday defeated Indian Air Force by 4-2 in a Durand Cup match at Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Krirangan in Kolkata. At half-time, Namdhari Football Club was leading 2-1. Kletsan, Amandeep Singh, Dhanampreet Singh and Lord Jam scored for Namdhari Football Club. Sankeet and Samuel Vandalpeka scored for the Indian Air Force. Namdhari Football Club is leading in Group A with 6 points in 2 matches. The Indian Air Force is in 3rd position with 1 point in 2 matches. An extensive search and rescue mission is presently in progress for Tsengem Sangma, the District Agricultural Officer of Southwest Garo Hills. He was dragged away by the overflowing Ganor River's powerful currents yesterday as he attempted to cross at Selawari, Idenwari, close to Tura. The incident happened while he was on a family outing at the well-known picnic area. A collaborative effort involving multiple agencies have been launched with the teams from the State Disaster Response Force, Fire Emergency Services and the Tura Police actively participating in the operation to find him. The search is ongoing with officials working diligently to locate him. Authorities are asking the public to refrain from circulating unconfirmed reports and to rely on official updates about the search operation's status. In Meghalaya, two persons, both residents of East Khasi Hills district, were arrested along with two soap boxes containing 23.24 grams of heroin on Sunday. The arrested individuals were travelling in an MTC bus from Silchar to Shillong when they were intercepted based on prior intelligence. A thorough search led to the discovery of the heroin and both men were subsequently taken into custody. A case has been registered under the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act and police are working to identify and apprehend the supplier from Assam. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.